Hi, this is Ben. The day started with a trip to one of the local schools where we were taught some Kurdish, and Jack seemed to use this as an opportunity to flirt with one of the local girls.
We are the first school in the United Kingdom to come here with students, so we're going to bring our students in for you to ask any questions or talk to them if you'd like to.
Welcome to Halder City and Halder School. Welcome to TAF Club for Environmental. We would really like to introduce Kurdish language to the whole world, and we want to have a strong contact with you. We really like you to speak and write Kurdish in your country.
What's your name?
My name is Aya.
How do you say thank you?
Thank you?
Yeah.
Spas.
Supas.
Supas.
Supas. Supas, okay.
You learn fast.
You are very nice.
Atu Zorbashi.
Atu,
it means you.
Yes,
Atu. Zor, it means Zorbashi, it means you're good, you're
Atu
friendly.
Zorbashi. Atu Zorbashi.
Yeah.
Okay. Atu Zorbashi. Atu Zorbashi.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
What I made in the schools this morning we visited was that although they were very similar in a few ways to schools we've visited previously, they were also very, very different. They were not, they in some respects they were a lot nicer and a lot more modern, but they almost had more old-fashioned ways. Teachers were in certain ways unhappy with the system and very sort of negative about the future unless there was some change, compared to other schools that we'd visited where they were very positive about the future and thought that there was a good outlook for education in Iraq.
The afternoon was spent preparing for the big sports festival the next day.
Sean Dowling from the Youth Sport Trust. It's the day before the festival, and for me one of the most remarkable moments was when the two planning groups came together for the first time officially. And the two planning groups, one from the Kurdistan group of schools and one from the Greater Iraq group of schools, had elected their festival manager and their four team leaders. They came together, they introduced themselves to the rest of the group, and there was that moment of kind of hush and stillness when they reached out to each other, shook hands, welcomed each other, and the smiles and the warmth and the general friendship that they extended to each other. It's absolutely pivotal to the whole success of this programme. So for the young people to take those steps yesterday and to be prepared to set aside previous histories, previous perceptions, and to reach out that hand of friendship was just a pivotal moment. And for me, it was probably the most emotional moment in my 20 years of teaching and education.